Yai rai ra rai, yai rai ra 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 rai, yai rai ra rai, yai rai ra 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 rai, yai rai rai ra rai rai rai, yai rai 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 rai, yai ra rai 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 rai, yai rai ra 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 ra.
Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. A couple of weeks ago, I was up burning the midnight oil, working on a paper for a Jewish history class I'm taking. I had papers and books spread out on our dining room table and was deeply immersed in writing when I heard a voice behind me. "You're still up working?" It was my 17-year-old who had gotten up for a glass of water. "Yep, I think I'll be done in about an hour," I told him. "Oh, I feel so sorry for you. This all looks so boring." I sat for a minute considering this, until he suggested that I shouldn't be enjoying my work. The idea of not enjoying it had never really occurred to me. It certainly wasn't boring. In fact, I realized I was only regretful that it was so late and I was beginning to get tired. I really wished I could just be a magical creature who didn't need to sleep and could study and read all night long. My mind drifted off a little bit to memories of my father when I was a child. He was always reading the Bible. Even on vacation, it would be with him wherever he went. And I knew he'd been in a room because there his Bible would be, opened to whatever he was studying, with a notebook next to it. Insight and reflections jotted down. One of the favorite memories I share with my younger brother is being taken to piano lessons throughout our childhood. Our dad always took us, and we never listened to music in the car. Instead, my dad would play cassette tapes of the Bible, and in an effort to get more for his time, he would play them on double speed so that the voice reading the text sounded like Elvin and the Chipmunks. To this day, we love to remember those car rides, and I do admit, I memorized quite a lot of the Bible because of this. As a kid, much like my own kids, I thought this was all pretty boring, lame of my dad. I never imagined someday, really and truly, following in his footsteps in this way.
Kim, betorat Adonai chefso, uvetorat yege yomam valayla, Kim, betorat Adonai chefso, uvetorato yege yomam valayla.
Yes, I admit, I meditate on Torah day and night. And no, it is not boring. But I wasn't always this way. I have found that really it is through spiritual practice that this change happened for me. When we do something regularly, it becomes part of us. It becomes natural, and we grow to enjoy it, finding meaning in it, and it becomes just an extension of who we are. In a lot of ways, it reminds me of how my love of music also has grown and transformed over the years. As a kid, my mom made me practice piano every day. I hated it, and I would give her such a hard time. But she would not give in, and despite all of my protests, I learned to play that blasted piano pretty well. One day, when I was in eighth grade, my history class was in the auditorium of our school practicing a play. There was a piano on the stage, an old upright that had seen better days. But when I went up to it, I realized it was beat up but was well-tuned. I sat down as the kids in my class milled around, waiting for our teacher to start things. I began to play, and it got quiet. The kids in my class were listening. I remember I was playing Mozart's Rondo in D major, and when I finished, everyone clapped. My teacher smiled at me and then looked at the class and said, "Well, don't you just hate people who can play like that?" I knew she was kidding. It was meant to be an off-the-cuff compliment. But something struck me. I had practiced for years, lots of tears and fighting with my mom. Hours in the car with my dad and brother, and those chipmunk Bible tapes. It had finally gotten fun, probably at about that time, because I could actually play real music. It had become rewarding, but until that point, it had been something I endured. It had been boring. In high school, I played around the clock. If I wasn't playing the piano, I was singing, and I was a proficient musician. Because I did it. I lived, breathed, ate music. It was my delight, and I meditated on it day and night. But by my mid-20s, I went into the military, I got married, and I had two small kids. And that lovely grand piano in my house began to collect dust. By my mid-30s, when I went back to college for a music degree, I found I needed piano lessons again. I was out of practice, and the speed I read the music and then played it just didn't seem to align at times. I no longer had the dexterity to play quick runs up and down the keyboard. I knew the music in my brain, but it was no longer in my hands. So I started playing again. I took lessons and relearned pieces I had mastered easily as a teenager. Over time, I was able to get it back. I had not lost my knowledge of the music or ability to read it, but to play it. I needed to do it. And I think that is where this all comes back to what Psalm 1:2 says here.
Kim, kim betor.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. It is important for us to know things about God, to have theological or practical knowledge of Judaism, our traditions, and our faith. But that is only going to get us so far spiritually. We have to do it, to practice, so that when we come to the point of loving it, where it is natural and we can delight in it. Learning to daven is a lot like this. It can be a chore to learn the liturgy, to fumble through it. We might do this for weeks, months, even years before it begins to come naturally, and we're able to really daven in a way that feels easy and emotionally connects us spiritually. But it is worth the practice. It is worth keeping at it. It is worth meditating on it day and night so that we can truly appreciate it and find depth in it. What is amazing is that in mastering it and returning over and over again to the same liturgy, to the same Talmud study, the same Torah texts in our cycle of Parshot year after year, we are able to go deeper and deeper each time. It never gets old. It never gets boring. And it keeps us on track in our lives, reminding us that this is the way we are to walk, to be, how to live, how to treat others in our lives, and how to truly delight in our relationship with God. Spiritual practice is the key. We can do that in various ways. For some people, taking this psalm literally, by meditating on the law, Torah, sounds like a great place to start. For others, it might be daily davening. And others might find that less traditional spiritual practice is what works for them. Writing music or poetry, meditation, yoga. These all can be done in a way that is Jewish and that is intentional spiritual practice. Ideally, we would probably find various ways to engage, to practice this connection to God. In a perfect, perfect life, we would find ways to make all things in our life spiritual practice. And Judaism is great about showing us how to do this. There are blessings for seeing a rainbow, for drinking wine, for going on a journey, for coming home. Judaism teaches us that living this life journey God has given us is at its very core, at its best, spiritual practice and connection. Living our lives can be the greatest delight by making it Torah, and by living our lives intentionally as spiritual practice, we master it. We find it the opposite of boring. And by the very act of living, we meditate on Torah day and night.
Yom Valayla Kim.